So I just want to find out from you.
So the
regional community council is supposed to provide oversight responsibility. What are some of the challenges that you face in that role, that supervisory role that they are supposed to? Are they able to perform the supervisory roles? If yes, what are the challenges? If no, what are the challenges?
And the contact person becomes the person who will contact liaise with the Department of Agriculture. So it should be somebody who
I think they are doing their best in the midst of, like you said, in the midst of number of challenges. I think in the first place, the critical one is resources. And all we see resources, the topmost in the list of resources that are that constitute a challenge is financial. Because before they come to see what we are doing, they will have to fuel their vehicles and come. If the money is not there to buy the fuel, how will they come? Then again, sometimes you find that even the RCC, the departments of the RCC, they also have logistical constraints. You get to the, for example, the social welfare, the regional social welfare office. And just laptop like this for them to, it's not there. Then again, currently, relative to my office, we have serious office accommodation challenges. Space is not there to accommodate the officers. Not to talk of accommodation. And so you find two, three, four or departments together. That one certainly will not augur well for then the other side in terms of supposed to supervise. You have the capacity to be able to supervise.
Has it ever
existed at all? Those guys that they deploy. Was the top guys are so busy that they might not be able to ask the community director, the leader community director, and not always be on the presence. Sometimes you have to send
delegate
reps. What is their capacity?
Okay.
I sit there and somebody, a junior officer, for example, somebody who has not even gone for his first promotion comes to it's a serious challenge. Somebody that I even know that is better than the person doesn't even know what he's talking about. You come to see that he wants to be free. What's he going to do? And what your competition can be not one of those. And again, the person comes in need of the demand. You receive him as such, but he has not got that capacity. He knows that relative to him is nobody. That self-confidence alone. So some of these things they impact on our business. Most of the time the bank stop is
a challenge. I also want to find out what are some of the communication mechanisms that exist between the district, the regional and the national.
Yeah, I think for that one, with the former, for example, writing of letters, sometimes phone calls, and of late, emails, and WhatsApp, the play, and then also our reports. Quarterly reports and what have you, whatever, we report to them. So whatever we send to Gra,
okay. What are some of the challenges associated with that, those mechanism? Because normally when you communicate, feedback is very critical. Are you able to get feedback using these mechanisms?
Sometimes.
Okay. Sometimes. Are there any challenges associated with it?
Sometimes the feedback don't come at the right time for you to. Sometimes you don't get immediate. But
okay.
We have received your document list.
Okay.
And then this portion, that portion, that portion.
Okay.
You think that you should look at it again.
Okay. And usually where is it coming from? Is it the national one or the regional one that is usually not getting the feedback?
No, what I'm saying, you get the feedback, but sometimes it comes
late. Oh, okay.
Sometimes it comes late.
Okay. Okay. I'll just skip quickly about it. Move to the DPIC, the DPC. The DPC.
Okay.
Yeah, the DPC. I just want to understand what are some of the challenges in the DPC, because you are the chairman. The challenges in the DPC that does not allow the DPC to perform its function as it is expected.
Support processes in the chair of the one challenge. Some of them don't really see themselves as departments of
okay.
So attachment to this.
Okay.
For example, you find education and health. They still report direct.
Okay.
To their mother. So it makes the work of
the DPC
complete.
Okay.
Well, you can't have. You see, we are coming today. You find other people whose one leg is outside that community.
So
in that one is challenging. So therefore, means that you won't get the full commitment, the level of commitment that you require to be able to.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Then again, as a result of that, sometimes we send reps.
Okay.
Who will come and cannot talk to the issues.
Okay.
They attend the meeting, but they cannot talk to the issues.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I think sometimes you should help as a department. Help us a peculiar way of reporting.
Okay.
For example, if they ask them to bring their quarterly reports, you want to help some students a bit problematic. What they tell you that they cannot get you exactly representing facts and figures, representing what really took place within that quarter.
Within that quarter.
It has to move into April, for example, for the first quarter. Or into July. So when you are reporting,
it comes a problem.
Sometimes it's difficult to get their reports. Sometimes you'll be forced, because you are dealing with deadlines, you'll be forced to send a report minus that of them.
Okay.
I don't think that one works well.
Okay.
Because health is a major component of it. So I think it's a very serious challenge.
Okay.
And I think sometimes up and down movements of people, those things, you know, this person appears there this quarter as, for example, officer responsible for nutrition, and the next week is moved somewhere. Then you find that this other person is there as the planning officer has been moved to another place. So the rate of movement is also major. Then the very easy is having the resources to continue to do. But you cannot ask people to come when you can't give them what they can. Next time they won't mind.
Yeah.
So there's this funding challenge. And there are some resources continue to dwindle in the airlines. And the IGFs are just not interested. The challenges are more than.
Yeah.
So it's a problem.
Actually, we want to take you through all of this because I wanted particularly those areas. So let me jump to another area, like the disassembled computer. Government, central government is supposed to release a certain amount, but before even the money hit your account, source deductions are taking place. In your case, what is it that you know about some of the source deductions? Our commitment for what programs?
What you find on the letter communicating to you that so so and so has been deducted, you find sanitation.
Sanitation, yes.
You find fumigation.
Fumigation.
You find malad contribution.
Disability. NALAC is what?
National Association of Local Authorities of Ghana.
Oh, okay. National Association. National Association of
Local
Authorities. Local Authorities.
In Ghana.
Okay.
NALAC.
Okay.
So you find this contribution.
Fumigation, you have NALAC.
A number of somewhere, sometimes.
Your place, you don't have a furniture issue. Rural electrification.
Sometimes you find those things there. Sometimes you find those things there.
The waste management, I'm told there are two types also. Waste management, there's one that is the dump site field, landfill management.
Yeah.
Landfill. It's also there.
Yes, landfill.
Landfill management. Okay, so these are some of the and then also do you also face this issue of contracts being awarded from central government that is charged to the common fund? Contract already awarded, for instance, in some of the districts, it's the district court that was awarded without the district.
No, for now.
When
what I do know is that
they pay, award certain,
they paid from the other end,
but not from the common fund.
Maybe it will affect the basket, the number of people that would have come.
Okay, but not specifically to yours. Okay. I just want to take the last one so that you can join your people on a. You mentioned that some of the directors still behave like they are not part of the assembly. Now for education and their health, I think officially they have not been decentralized. What about those that have been decentralized? Do they also behave as if they are not part? Particularly, let me zero down to agri. Do you have that situation where they don't behave like they are assembly staff?
The problem is, let's look at it this way. You ask them to bring their budget because of the proposals. What they want to do.
Yeah.
they bring the money. You put them together, hoping that you get money to give to them to be able to work.
Yes.
I don't know if that's
okay.
Another time, actually, you ask them for the grand one, who goes and they give to you.
Yes.
Another time, certainly, the Akati
will come.
Those are some of the things. And then again, some of them even go their officers of the assembly. They don't know the differences when it comes to their funding source. What the assembly says has not got money. So they don't understand why we still write checks. If you say you don't have money, why should you still sign checks? It means it is me you don't like.
Yeah.
It is magic, but you don't like. Well, if you say you don't have money, then it must really mean that you don't have money.
They still be seeing sign checks.
Well, different. Where I can give to you,
that's the common
there's nothing there. But there's another funder that's dedicated to a specific
tied
to some
project one.
There's only that they can go.
Yeah.
For example, if it's a DDF funding, but it is tied to
education.
They give you a pass, the assessment was conducted. You pass, they give you an amount. They ask that you bring action plan and budget, work plan and budget. You submit it. They went through, they approved it, and now ask you to do it. In that work plan and budget, you say, I want to construct a chip compound, and then maybe a classroom. They have done the person who done that. They bring the certificate. Then an officer from either health or education or agri came to you that they need money for ABC. You tell the person there's no money. And you are paying the contractor.
But I just want to understand the performance assessment. It is the various performance of the department that come together for the general. Why is it that the DDF is tied to projects in health and education and not agric? Because sometimes in some districts, agric even contributes more to the overall high performance. But they are not beneficiaries of the DDF. Why is it so?
That is a possible, that's a policy issue.
It's a policy issue.
That's a policy issue. Not you know.
Okay.
The district is at the top.
Okay.
And we are only what mere implementers.
Okay.
And that is why you come in. Look, it is the officers of the assembly that they fight by using the legal procedure and implementing what they are supposed to do at the right time. When that is done, the reward doesn't come to you. I might be struggling in terms of accommodation, but I cannot do that to hold accommodation for myself.
So I just wanted to understand that it's a policy issue from central, from above.
Example, you cannot use it.
Okay.
Cannot use it to contract accommodation for officers.
Mm.
If it's going to be for officers, then it must be for health, staff, for education, maybe for agri, but not from officers from the central administration. Obviously,
I get it.
But they are critical to the passing of the assessment.
That's true. The last one that I want to find out is that, for instance, in the situation in the districts where you have the situation, heads of department will submit their budget. Money is limited this year, next year, next 2 years, which is likely to create that apathy that you talked about. What would you suggest as a recommendation to embark on some engagement that will bring all of these people to understand that, look, it was so little in the basket. There was nothing we could do, and we had to prioritize it. We said that there wouldn't be a party, because obviously you are the chief, and therefore you should be able to carry along all your children, so that none of your children will fall left out. What do you think your suggestion would be if we have an opportunity for you to be able to bring all your children together to understand your situation?
Again, start by saying that we are the lower level.
Okay.
We are implemented.
Okay.
To be recent. Mm-hmm.
Do this. Yeah.
We are doing guidelines.
Okay.
As to how to submit all this relative to our common fund.
Okay.
Guidelines are, we don't just decide.
Yeah.
Let's give agree this. Let's give this. Let's give no. The guidelines.
Okay.
So the very first is the guidelines. You should look at the guidelines again.
Okay.
That is one. And then when that is done, let us be able to see that yes, we told these people that they should, given this guideline, they should use that to, you know, we are giving them a budget ceiling of 20 cities. The top should go to let the 20 cities come. Otherwise, this problem, that's the cycle continues.
Mm. But I was also thinking, yes, the guidelines may come. If the guidelines come, then it is even safer for you, the coordinating director, because all the directors will appreciate the guidelines. If you are expecting 20 Ghana City and 20 Ghana City doesn't come, the heads know that 20 Ghana City doesn't come, and therefore they will not begrudge you for doing that. But in the situation where you want all your department to form part of the assembly, what do you recommend as a mechanism to ensure that they are all on the same plate of understanding?
Look, all the heads are members of the budget committee.
Is it the same as the DPC?
DPC is
different. It's different.
But the same members.
Okay. So we have the budget committee.
And then the DPC.
And the DPC.
So the same people are the members of the DPC.
Oh, okay.
Also, members of the budget committee.
Okay.
They are present. Mid-year reviews.
Okay.
They are present.
Okay.
So, for information, they are where they are involved. They know this.
Okay.
But it just is human.
Okay.
They know. Because some of them are still receive some monies from their mother.
Yeah.
Those monies, sometimes those monies do not come. What is the same mother that gives is everyone. For example, when a patient has a challenge, they run to the assembly, we run around and do those things for them. The greatest contributors to the greater chunk of the assembly's budget is expended on health and education. The rip of schools, the cheap compounds, the furnishing of those compounds, the whole lot. Emergency time is you have to request it. I think emergency
hand tracks, yeah.
You have to get them the bags and water. I think that I don't know. But if it's in terms of information, they know, they have it, they know, they know. Because during the TV, the General Assembly meeting, they always present. We present our annual action plans, the concluding budget to the House. They are part of it from the subcommittee.
So
the debates, they sit and then you see how it goes. I will say. So for info, and they are all, everybody is giving copy of it. So I think for me, I think that it just government should just sit up and say just send money to solve a lot of problems. Issues. Yes, just the money. When it comes and you see all these people, it's what sometimes they come to me, they want to do stuff. Even fuel to go for immunization, for example, health. They want to go for example, polio, for example, or SMC, some of our. So struggle to get them fuel to go. If you're not able to do it, it becomes a problem.
Yeah, that is the problem. That's how it is. Because I think people say that, like you said, they submitted budget first year, second year, third year. You can't get any small thing for them to also say that, oh, they belong to the assembly, so there's nothing. But you collect this 50 Ghana cedi and go and pay for your electricity bill. So once you're not able to do that, then they feel that then they are not recognized. Anyway, so that I think I want to thank you at this point, so that you can also get time to contribute to the people. I'm very grateful. Thank you very much.